Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 274 to 281.
أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. الحمد لله, we are looking at ركوع number 38 of Surah Baqarah. The first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about spending one's wealth for the pleasure of Allah. Thereafter, we speak, the majority of this ruku is about riba, and thereafter about giving respite to a person in debt. And then we come at the end to ayah 281, where the ruku closes, and that is the special ayah. Let us look at the translation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Alladhina yunfiquna amwalahum bil-layli wan-nahar. Those who spend their wealth bil-layl wan-nahar, by night and by day. Sirran wa alaniya, discreetly and publicly. So wealth can be spent, there's no preferred time. It can be given at night, can be given by day, discreetly and publicly. Under circumstances, depending on which circumstance we are giving. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Their reward is secure with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ They shall fear not. Any investment a person makes in this dunya, there are risks. And in the time that we are living in today, when there is no security on the internet, for example, when data is retrieved, when there are people hacking, and sometimes systems are shut down, there is also a possibility and a fear that people can have access to bank accounts and control over money, which is why it is not so wise to be in a cashless society. Anyway, so when we have any investment, there is a fear that we could lose that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Those who give for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they shall have no fear that our investment has gone to waste. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And they would not grieve for what they have done. They will always rejoice about it and be glad and happy that they have given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayah 275 and 276 are connected to riba, and then there's a break, and then again two ayat about riba. Let us look at a little note about riba. Placing riba alongside infaq means spending for the pleasure of Allah, is not without significance. So we have been speaking about infaq, and now we have riba. It is meant to highlight the stark contrast between the two. The primary purpose of spending for the pleasure of Allah is to purge the nafs from the love of wealth, from the control of wealth and love of wealth, and to benefit humanity. Conversely, opposite, riba increases love for wealth, exploits human beings, and destroys society, getting people into debt, into riba, and which they never ever come out. It is a destruction of society. While charity breeds pity for others, riba promotes hard-heartedness. Riba is like sucking the blood of the poor and desperate, whilst charity, when it is required, is like providing a fresh supply of blood. So anyway, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Alladhina ya'kuluna riba, those who consume usury, would not rise on the day of resurrection except like one whom Shaitan has demented by his touch. Illa kama yaqumu alladhi yatakhabbatuhu ash-shaytanu min al-mas. Like a person possessed by a jinn, by a shaitan. So like one whom Shaitan has demented by his touch. Why? People of riba in this dunya, especially the Yahud who are most prominent, what do they say? They maintain. This is because they say trade is just like usury. Not usury is like trade. So upside down. Trade is just like usury. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعِ And Allah has declared trade to be lawful. وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى And He has declared riba unlawful. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ Whoever receives an admonition from his Lord. فَانْتَهَى And he desists. فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ He may retain what has occurred prior to that admonishment. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ And the reality of his matter rests with Allah. وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ As for one who returns or relapses into usury, Those are the inmates of Jahannam. They will abide therein forever. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى Allah says in the Quran, Allah will destroy usury. Allah will destroy it. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ But He will give growth to charities. When a charity is given for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives growth to it. And the reward is phenomenal. Sometimes a person has given a meager amount, but what was within his capacity out of ikhlas, he will find the reward greater than Mount Uhud in size in his scale of deeds. And Allah does not like every disbelieving one, every sinful one. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ Ayah 277. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Surely those who believe وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And do righteous deeds وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ And constantly establish salah وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ And discharge zakah will be rewarded by the Lord فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They shall have no fear of loss nor grieve over what they have spent. Again about riba, two ayat, 278, ayat 279. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ O people of iman, fear the chastisement of your Allah. وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى And remit what is still due to you from usury, if you truly are believers. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا For if you do not do so, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ So then know that you are at war with Allah and His Messenger, وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ But if you repent, you may retain your capital. فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ You may retain your capital. لَا تَظْلِمُونَ You should not neither wrong others, nor should you be wronged as well. So you retain your capital, the extra, which is riba, you should remit it and forget about it. وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَ If the debtor is in straitened circumstances, فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَ Give him respite till a time of ease. If he is in straitened circumstances, give him respite. وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا And in circumstances where the person is deserving and worthy and in real financial difficulty, if you were to write it off as an act of charity, it would be far better for you if only you knew. Then we have so few ahadith about it. And the last ayah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ This special ayah of Surah Baqarah is special in the sense that it is the last ayah of the Quran to be revealed. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And fear the day when you shall be made to return to Allah. Fear the day. Remember the day and fear it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تُوَفَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ Every soul will be requited in full for whatever it has earned. And they would not be wronged or harmed in the least or oppressed in any way. Let us go on to recite this ruku. Ruku 38, ayah 274.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله